Eternal Father, once again we come before you with hearts full of appreciation for your goodness and mercy to every one of us, especially this past week. Thank you for proving yourself to be the present help in time of trouble, the great provider, the great healer, Lord, the one that is sufficient for us, protection, our leader. We thank you for your intervention in our situations. On a daily basis, we have testimonies of who you are to us. You are worthy of our praise and our adoration. We appreciate you for creating us to worship you. To worship you in the light of your word, in the way that is acceptable unto you. Lord, we are grateful for it is not our doing, neither is it by our ability. Lord, but to him that is given, we are grateful to you. Thank you for your blood that is constantly on the throne interceding for us. Thank you for your promises that are yea and that are amen. That we believe, that we plead on daily basis for ourselves and for our brethren, for our children, for our loved ones. You are faithful to these promises. As we await their manifestation, we bless your name. Lord, this morning you have spared our lives again to see another beautiful Sunday morning. Lord, we bless you as we commit ourselves to you, knowing fully well that in your divine program, you have in store for us a bountiful blessings. Lord, that the world cannot give, and we have left our homes to come and receive these blessings. Father, Lord, you are the only one that can help us. Father, there are conditions surrounding these promises. No man can meet these conditions without your help. May you come and help us, Lord. Our eyes are lifted up unto the hills. Whence our helps come, Master, come and help us, Lord. Lord, we need your faith to be inspired into our heart, that your word might be quickened unto us. We believe these promises. We confess that they are true. Lord, may our body experience their manifestation. May our souls experience their manifestation. May our spirit experience their manifestation. Lord, and at the end of the entire services of the day, when you will have blessed us abundantly, when you will have filled up with your spirit, when you will have delivered us from Satan's hand, when you will have healed our sicknesses and diseases, when you will have given strength to the weak, all glory and honor will be given to you. Thank you, everlasting Father. We're grateful once again as we commit ourselves to you. We pray you will help us, Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Praise be to God. Let's open our Bible to our usual scripture, Revelation chapter 21, as we read from verse 1 to the end. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, but the first heaven, the first earth, were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God, out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying unto me, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. and said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and warmongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and the light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof, and the city lie 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear crystal. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth a chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, and the 12th an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pairs. Every several gate was of one pair. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whosoever walketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. God bless you. We welcome ourselves again to the house of the Lord for the Sunday school class as we continue with the topic, the future home of the heavenly bridegroom and the earthly bride. That's our major topic, but we have been looking at subtopics, and the one we started with is it's for the overcomers. As we went through the promises made to the different ages, as the prophet spoke them in the messages, so we went through those ones, and the prophet told us that the subsequent ages had additional blessings, additional rewards from theirs. Praise be to God. So we continue with that this morning as we look at this other part. Praise be to God. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 21, let's open it there. 21. All right. To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and I sat with my Father in his throne. This promise is to the Laodicean church. As we read last week, I bring us back to this again. From How Can I Overcome? Paragraph 156. The prophet says, now Laodicea, that is the last church, there's going to be some overcomers in there. Oh, there's no amen there. There's going to be some overcomers in there. Watch here. They remember each church age, the one preceding it in areas all that the others wants. Offered. In other words, the subsequent ages. You know, Abraham is not a grammarian. The word precedes there is, means the one that is ahead. But it's taught there. You understand is that the subsequent ages. That's what he's trying to say. Because you have the first church age before the second. You don't have the seventh church age, the sixth, the fifth, the fourth, the third, the second before the first. Are you with me? So we must understand what the prophet is saying. So let me repeat. Remember, each church age, the one preceding it in areas all that the other ones offered. Which means we add more rewards. Hallelujah. And so we want to concentrate on our age a little bit in the light of the future of home. The reward for the overcomers in Laodicean church age. Yes, watch up there, here, now. It's after they don't receive all these powers, these new names, and everything written that he promised, and, hid the hidden manna, and all that true. Watch this last church age, Revelation 3:21, that we have just read. And the prophet makes reference to it. Was talking about it in How Can I Overcome? To him, we have read it too, but I'm bringing something now. To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Amen. Even as I also overcome, and have sat down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what is being said to the churches. There is a reward for overcomers. The prophet said, press on, Lily. It is in you. Lay aside the mold and everything else and press towards the top. Yes, sir. To sit with me on my throne. Hallelujah. That's all right. So we come back to the Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. We have read it. So, but you can come to seven church book. We are just look for Revelation chapter 3, verse 21 in seven church book. Or you call it the overcomer's throne. If you can, for a such word, the exposition of the seven church ages, chapter 9. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and have sat down with my Father in his throne. Now, what are we to overcome? You are not getting it. The overcomer's throne. Search for that. Just use those three words. The overcomer's throne. The overcomers. Okay. Search for what are we to overcome. I just want him to display. That's what I understand why he couldn't get the overcomer's throne. It's the apostrophe. He didn't know. He couldn't place it. You raise it up a little. You see the way. All right. Oh, no, go up. Go up. Sorry. I mean, you show us the upper part of something. You see it? You didn't get the apostrophe. Where to put the apostrophe? Yes, that's why you couldn't get it. All right. To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I was overcame and I'm set down with my Father in his throne. Now, what are we to overcome? That is the natural question to ask here. Because the prophet told us that the four square city that we are talking about is for who? For the overcomers. Let me bring us back to that again. So that we will remember that it's an emphasis of the prophet. And that's what led us there. The prophet says it's for the overcomers. It's for the overcomers. Praise be to God. Yeah. Maybe I can find it fast. And I thought I underlined that. Alright, paragraph 4. Just let me read it, don't worry. Don't leave this. Paragraph 429 of the future hope. The prophet says, maybe I should, 248, I'll start from. Now, remember, he's not talking to the Jews now. This is the church, the Gentile. When he says, let us return to chapter 2, just a minute, and find it, Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Let's find out now whether it is the truth or not. Revelation 2, verse 7 reads like this, and he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. Now, remember, he's not talking to the Jews now. This is the church, the Gentile. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says of the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. That's the first reward. That's the first reward, Revelation chapter 2, verse 7, that we have emphasized initially. And then the following that, paragraph 429, the prophet said, overcomers only. We are talking about first question. It is to the overcomer. Well, I wouldn't mind if you can just swing there. The future hope. So that they can. Paragraph 429. The future hope. 429. The future hope. The prophet says, overcomers only. Yes. Overcomers only. He's emphasizing that based on the earlier verse 4:28 of the Bible reference he quoted. Yeah. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Overcomers only. That overcomes the beast, overcome his mark. That's Catholicism, Protestantism, and denominationalism. Who overcome the beast, his mark, the letter of his name, he will have a right to the tree of life, to enter into the gates wherein nothing that devours can ever go in. See? Think of it. It's to the overcomers only. And if we go deep down into the different things that the Alaman says that overcome the beast, overcome the smack, that's Catholicism, Protestantism, and denominationalism. That is what we contend with in this age. The doctrines that are contrary to the faith that was delivered to the fathers. And that is what we have been restored to. And it is these doctrines that brought pollution in the world, that brought sin, that makes sin to look like righteousness.
The prophet said you can believe a lie for a long time until it becomes truth to you. When the truth is presented, it sounds like an error. And that's what the age we are in. Age of apostasy, where the truth has been kept away, but God has made it known to his people, a little group, not to the entire world. We are the only ones that know what we are talking about. We are the only ones that know that the seeds have been revealed. Adeboye, Pastor Adeboye doesn't know anything about that. Kumuyi doesn't know anything about it. All of them. I just talk about these two because they happen to be the greatest among them now. They don't know anything about it. But the truth has been revealed to us. Praise be to God. So, anyone that we overcome in this age, all. And then we want to go further. How these things apply and the way we can overcome them. Praise be to God. All right. We are back here. Back to the seven churches book. The overcomer's throne. No. Now, what are we to overcome? That is the normal question to ask here, but that is not the actual thought of this verse. For it is not so much of what we are to overcome, but how are we to overcome? That's the major thing. It's only how to overcome that should be our concern. What we are to overcome really might not matter. Now, this is logical. For does it matter much what we are to overcome as long as we know how we can overcome? Now, this statement of the prophet is a revelation. Is it because it means that once you know the secret to overcome, that secret applies to every other way of overcoming. Every other challenge that will come. Because there might be a different challenge, and you might have to use another method to overcome it. That's why the prophet said, it doesn't really matter what we overcome. So as long as we know how to overcome, which means once we know the way to overcome, the way of God to overcome, that you can apply to any challenge of life. That you can apply to any challenge, any problem, anything that confronts you. That only one way of victory is sufficient. And that's why he told us in the sermon, a conflict between God and Satan. That God knows that there was going to be a battle on the earth. He knows there will be a battle. So, and the prophet made us to understand that you can imagine United States, Nigeria. Nigeria is a, let's leave Nigeria out of that because they are not giving the best weapon to their army. And that's why the Boko Haram is not, they are not finishing them yet. If they give them the weapon that they should have, we will not be talking about Boko Haram. We won't be talking about it. Brought down that day yesterday in the place where we slept, in the ministers were telling us that it got to a time that they had to run away. He said, great things, sir. Pastor Dan Ladin. Yes, sir. So he said, where they were running to, he said, soldiers were throwing away their guns, removing their uniform, collecting money from civilians, and telling you if you can wear the uniform, wear it. They were also running. He said, because the weapons in their hand could not withstand the warning they came. He said, and apart from that, they have been given command not to shoot them. That's why they are not overcoming it. It's a politics. I want to buy weapon. I want to buy this. They are using Nigeria to make money. And that's part of our problem. How can it be solved? When the head of generals are Boko Haram themselves. How can you overcome that? It's God that will help us in this country. That's why we must continue to pray. Praise be to God. So, and the prophet told us that any nation that is intelligent in victory, like the United States, the prophet said they will give their army the best weapon. Best weapon. You know? But civilization, technology will beat the best weapon today. where advancement technology, another weapon will come that way, that will render this one useless. And those who develop intercontinental ballistic missile, they will stay in their own territory and launch out missiles with precision and go and hit where they wanted to hit. Technology came. They began to develop interceptors. Once the interceptor will perceive it, we sense it where it is, and we go out to go and intercept so that it will not do our work. We destroy it before it will explode. Technology. But the prophet said, when God looked at his own people, he looked down through the ages, he saw the battles that we raged. Then he took decision that there's only one weapon that will be sufficient for my people in all ages, for every battle, and that is my word. Hallelujah. And that is why the devil fights this word. That's why he doesn't want people to believe this word. Because then he lays the victory. The revelation of it gives us victory over Satan. When that word is revealed to any man, he's the victor. Because he will overcome. Hallelujah. Alright? Let's move forward. Okay. The prophet said, now this is logical, for does it matter much what we are to overcome as long as we know how we can overcome? A quick look at those scriptures which involve the Lord Jesus overcoming will bring out the truth of this proposition. Jesus Christ was assaulted by the devil. How many times? Three times. In Matthew chapter 4. To pick one of the references. And the prophet told us, and in all these three different assaults of different nature, Jesus used the word only, giving us an example that there is nothing else that will defeat the enemy. And the devil, God who knows that the battles will rage, he knows the capacity of the devil because he created him. And the power he gave to him, he didn't withdraw, only that the power became perverted when the devil became perverted. And God allowed the devil to retain that power somehow to show who he himself is. That's it. God would have taken the power from him, but he allowed him to have the power so that he can shake the world a little. And then when there's a problem, we call upon God and God will step in. And then they will have praise and honor and majesty. You can query that, but that is God's design. That's God's design. That is not wickedness. Remember, in Romans chapter 9, Brother Paul was asking a question when he was talking about predestination, talking about election. And he was telling us that the children, having never yet born, neither having done any good or bad, they were still in their mother's womb, Jacob and Esau. Still in their mother's womb. They've not done anything good, anything evil. But by foreknowledge of God, he saw what Esau would do. He saw what Jacob would do. And he said, the elder will serve the younger. And then, Brother Paul said, then you will now see that, then why does he now find fault with us? Who are you? He said, who are you to query God? Who are you, O man, to query? Romans chapter 9. Give us from verse 11. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto us, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob abhorred the Lord, but Esau I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? But see, now we as human beings, we may judge things with a canary brain. That this is not right. That is your own judgment. That's you as a human being. That's not God. When you understand who God is, you will know that in his perfect, there is no righteousness that can be attributed to him. What you are looking at, you are only looking at what you can understand. Things that you don't understand are going to what may God want to take decision. You don't know anything about them. Things that may God to take decisions, we don't see them. Because it's all knowing. There is no secret with him. Before a man is born, God knows his beginning to the end. God knows what he's going to do. So when God is planning, when he's talking, when he's prophesying, he knows what he's doing. So that is why we are not to try to understand. The prophet said, what is expected of us is to what? Believe it. And if it becomes very difficult for us to believe, we go on our knees and ask God, help him to believe. Because the only way the devil can get us is to believe this word. A military man that is carrying his weapon in his hand. I was told that a military man, if he doesn't have a weapon, and a policeman is carrying his weapon loaded, that the military man, by his training, will collect the weapon from the police. He no get weapon on for his hand, no gun, no nothing. But the police having his gun, and he will shoot you. That the military man will collect that weapon from his hand. He's trained like that. Now, for that military man to have his weapon in his hand, and then he listens to an information to useless the weapon in his hand for him, to tell him that this weapon you are carrying is useless. It's a toy. Even though bullets are there, I'm saying there's no bullets there. They are just deceiving you. What they give to you is useless. The problem is that what the devil does to Christians when it comes to God's word. He doesn't want us to have confidence in this word. Because he knows that our confidence in this word will give us victory over him. If he's enslaving us in the way of sin, and you know, that's why Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So, if the truth comes to us, the devil will come and be like that, you don't want power, that is not true. Then he will begin to give you some other people who did not believe, and they suffered. I mean, he will tell you people who believe, but they didn't believe. Like he did in the case of the Samuel, the court trial. Mr. Impatient, Mr. Skeptic, and Mr. Unbeliever. The three of them, look at their names. They were not believers in the Bible. They didn't believe the word, but they claimed. So the devil is a liar. How is he a liar? It's not that all that he says is a lie. The prophet said 99.9% of what the devil says is true. But 1.1% of it is a lie, or 1% of it is a lie. And the prophet said, and that 1% lie renders the 99% truth a lie. That's what he told them in the Garden of Eden. Addition of one word. So the devil knows the power in this world. That was why when he came the first time by Jesus Christ approaching him, he said, if you are a son of God, turn these stones to bread. Just look at him. He referred back to the scripture. He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded forth from the mouth of God. It's right in the Bible. That's the word. He left him. And then he looked for another thing. If I don't get you there, I will get you here. He came, he brought him and said, well, look to this, you, he took him to the high mountain and said, all the kingdom of this world, they are mine. I will give it to the person that will bow down to me. You can see that people that hold this world, they are bowed down to Satan. They are bowed down to the devil. All these politicians, they are worshiping Satan. Because they have the word. And when he presented that to Jesus, he said that all you have to do to have it is just bow down. Just bow down and worship me, that's all. And nobody else will see you. There's two of us here. You know the day when the devil preaches? And that was in his thoughts. Jesus told him that it is also written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord. No, that's not this part. He showed him, he took him to the pinnacle, to show him the glories of the world. And he told him, I will give it to you if you bow down. Are you getting me now?
Jesus Christ told him, get behind me.
It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him alone shalt thou worship. And then he took him high to the mountain, and he told him that way.
It is written, and the devil quoted the scripture too. The prophet said, but slanting, he slanted it. He sliced
the quotation. It is, he applied it wrongly. He said, it is written concerning you, I will command my angels to carry you on their hand so that you not dash your feet against a stone. He said, fall down from this mountain. It is written. And the word himself told him that, get behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God, and him alone shall thou worship. Wow. God bless you. By the grace of God, we continue from here. It's only the overcomer that will partake of that first class today. God bless you.
God bless the Lord. We are happy this morning that your grace has spared our eyes to see the beginning of another week. We thank you very much, O God, for the week that passed, your cares over every one of us. Are going out and coming in, those students, workers, businessmen and women, those who traveled by whichever means. Lord, we saw your presence, we saw your protection, and we saw your cares. May your name be praised, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Our blessed Father, we have just heard your word again this morning. Lord, the importance of staying with your word as the only weapon that you have given unto us to overcome the enemy. Lord, as you have done, O God, to him, you have shown unto us an example that whenever he comes, we should use that weapon. Give us revelation of every word that you have given unto us as it concerns us in every way. In whichever way the enemy may want to rear up his ugly head, give us what to tell him, O God, that we know he'll be defeated. Thank you, Father. Bless your servant and replenish him for the virtue that left him while we look forward for the rest of the services of the day. We are grateful unto you. May your name be praised, Lord, for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most holy name, we have prayed with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen.